words of Sri Aurobindo. Sadhana and work. There should be no straining after power, no ambition, no egoism of power. The power or powers that come should be considered not as one's own, but as gifts of the divine for the divine's purpose. Care should be taken that there should be no ambitious or selfish misuse, no pride or vanity, no sense of superiority, no claim or egoism of the instrument, only a simple and pure psychic instrumentation of the nature in any way in which it is fit for the service of the divine. One must be able to do the same work always with enthusiasm and at the same time be ready to do something else or enlarge one's scope at a moment's notice. As a rule, I mean, in their unchanged condition, the lower parts get interested and enthusiastic when the ego mixes with the interest. But the pure enthusiasm can come into them as they get more and more converted and purified, and they then become very indispensable forces for the realization. Openness in work means the same thing as openness in the consciousness. The same force that works in your consciousness in meditation and clears away the cloud and confusion whenever you open to it can also take up your action and not only make you aware of the defects in it, but keep you conscious of what is to be done and guide your mind and hands to do it. If you open to it in your work, you will begin to feel this guidance more and more, until behind all your activities, you will be aware of the force of the Mother. It is a little difficult at first to combine the inward condition with the attention to the outward work and mingling with others. But a time comes when it is possible for the inner being to be in full union with the Mother, while the action comes out of that concentrated union and is as easily guided in its details, so that some part of the consciousness can attend to everything outside, even be concentrated upon it, and yet feel the inward concentration in the Mother. To be constantly governed by the Divine. A constant aspiration for that is the first thing. Next, a sort of stillness within and a drawing back from the outward action into the stillness, and a sort of listening expectancy, not for a sound, but for the spiritual feeling or direction of the consciousness that comes through the psychic. It needs a quiet mind to know the divine will. In the quiet mind turned towards the divine, the intuition, the higher mind, comes of the divine's will and the right way to do it. To be able to receive the divine power and let it act through you in the things of the outward life, there are three necessary conditions. First, quietude, equality, not to be disturbed by anything that happens, to keep the mind still and firm, seeing the play of forces, but itself tranquil. 2. Absolute faith, faith that what is for the best will happen, but also that if one can make oneself a true instrument, the fruit will be that which one's will, guided by the divine light, sees as the thing to be done, kartavyam karma. 3. Receptivity, the power to receive the divine force and feel its presence and the presence of the mother in it, and allow it to work, guiding one's sight and will and action. If this power and presence can be felt, and this plasticity made the habit of the consciousness in action, but the plasticity to the divine force alone, without bringing in any foreign element, the eventual result is sure.